We have a couple of guests in our studio joining us from the Ripon Area School District. We have the superintendent, Ron Rivard, and business manager, Jonah Adams. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Well, there's going to be a referendum on November 3rd for the school district. We saw this coming, and it actually will tie together two previous referendums. Who wants to start?
Correct. Thanks, Bob. You're absolutely correct. On November 3rd, our school board actually a week ago yesterday approved the referendum question and resolution to do exactly what you said. So I appreciate you stating that we're going to combine two current referenda into one. So we have a $500,000 referendum that is going to sunset this year, and another $850,000 referendum that will sunset a year from now, and those are being combined. So we want to make sure that the public knows that while the question may read a little bit confusing, because it reads that there would be a $500,000 referendum renewed for 27-28, and then a 1.35 for 28-29. It's not two together that are going to be 1.85 million. It's actually the combination of those two, so it would be tax neutral. So I'm very happy with the way you asked the question, Bob, because we're going to try to clarify that as good as we can. And certainly, I'll continue to reiterate, and did this last week as well, the survey results that the board received, I would say, reinforced the path that they took, because the overwhelming feedback that the community shared with us via that survey was that they did not want there to be an increase in school tax. So the board was very respectful of that. And I would say the challenge for Jonah and I, and one of the main reasons we're here today, is to start that communication process and education process so that our Ripon voters can make the most informed decision possible. So thank you for having us again.
Okay, so the aim of the referendum was to be tax neutral, but people are going to see their millage rate go up a little bit, not due to the referendum. Jonah, maybe you could explain that to us.
Yeah, so what we're going to see this year, we're using a lot of estimates, and we're trying to use conservative estimates. We're projecting about a $7 increase in tax per $100,000 of property value. So it's a pretty minimal increase. It'll still be the second lowest mill rate that we've had in 40 years. So we're pleased with that. But what we're seeing is about 4% property growth and about a 5.3% total tax increase. The school district will levy about $390,000 more than last year. We are not levying anything for additional debt payments. Last year, we had levied more than $300,000 in additional debt payments to have some interest payments. But right now, what we're kind of dealing with and what other school districts are dealing with is the state didn't give any additional equalization aid. And what equalization aid does, it's for the general fund, for general operations. And equalization aid lowers property taxes. And so sometimes it's called property tax relief. Our equalization aid is going to drop by more than $300,000. And so what ends up happening when the state aid goes down, local property taxes go up. Like I said, we're trying to do what we can to control the levy by not doing any additional debt payments this year. And hoping that in the next state biennial budget, there'll be some additional equalization aid and property tax relief. And I think both political parties are interested in doing that. And I think they both want to lower property taxes. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that in the next biennial budget, we will see some more equalization aid.
Okay, so what kind of a millage rate are you projecting then?
So we currently, in last year's taxes, we had a $6.36 tax per $1,000 of property value. We are projecting a $6.43 mill rate. It's up 7 cents per $1,000 of property, or $7 per $100,000 of property. So like on a $300,000 home or property, we would expect $21 of new tax for the school district. There are some caveats with that. When we look at tax rates, we're looking at the Department of Revenue equalized property values, which are more like fair market value property values. So on your tax form, you can see your equalized property value and your assessed property value. For school districts and counties and technical colleges, we are using the equalized property value, which is determined by the Department of Revenue. So those property values fluctuate quite a lot among our 11 municipalities, and things, tax gets shifted from one municipality to another. So it gets really complicated. But again, I would just say that you know, the mill rate itself is going up, you know, a small amount, 7 cents per $1,000 of property, and it's a for our district, we're going to levy 5.3% more than last year, so it's about $390,000 higher than last year.
All right, so here's a question for you: how do you set a budget for the next school year in October when your referendum isn't until November 3rd?
That one's an easy answer, because the referendum won't affect this year's budget. So we're studying the referendum now to prepare for future years. And so we have the referendum through – both referendums go through this school year, so we already know that funding is secure. So now we're just passing the referendum a year in advance of when we need it. So,
okay. This is an operational referendum.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's used for all general operations. And Ron and
yeah, Roy. Some what we had shared were general operations, academic resources, and to maintain programming. Mm-hmm. So it's we're not looking to add anything. We're looking to maintain what we have and continue to operate the way that we have been. And one other thing that I think is really important and very positive with respect to the Ripon community. Historically, we've been passing operational referendums consistently for the last 17 years. So this the $500,000 amount has been approved and supporting our operations for almost two decades. Mm-hmm. So we're at a spot where that has become essential operational dollars for us. So we want to be respectful, especially recognizing that 17 years ago, the costs of things were vastly different than they are now. So oftentimes we'll hear from our constituents, you know, asking things like, well, I thought you said that we have declining enrollment. So if we have less kids, it should cost less money for us to educate them as an aggregate. Well, that theoretically, yes, that's true. But the cost of things between 17 years ago and now are quite different. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're able to not ask for more dollars, where a lot of our neighboring school districts are not in that space, where they're having to ask for more referendum dollars than they had in the past. So we feel very fortunate about that.
All right. There have been information sessions. Will there be additional information sessions on the referendum?
Most certainly. Another great question. So thank you for that, Bob. We are going to hear between now and the last week of October. Our goal is to engage with as many different groups as we can and provide as much accurate educational information to inform their decisions as possible. We are going to be reaching out to the Rotary and Kiwanis groups. We met with them collectively prior, like Jonah was explaining. So we want to meet with them hopefully in September and October so we can share some information, gather some questions from them, and be able to respond to those questions if we need some time to do some research. Also want to provide some additional public sessions like we did previously. Want to interact with the Ribbentown Board as much as we can, the Chamber of Commerce, and just individually, I like to say one conversation at a time. As I'm out and about in the community, I'm sure those questions will surface. And I appreciate those opportunities just to be able to talk and answer those kinds of questions too, because it's a big decision. November 3rd is a big day for not only for the school district but across the state. So we need to do our due diligence and make sure that everybody understands what a yes or a no vote means when it comes to our referendum.
All right. We run out of time. Anything additional you want to say?
I just want to say a big shout out to all of our teachers and administrators. We welcomed everybody back yesterday. We're geared up for a great 2026-27 school year and can't thank everyone enough for all of the work they've done over the summer. Our custodial team, IT department, everybody. It doesn't happen without everyone pulling the same rope in the same direction. So thanks to everybody, and looking forward to talking with you in another month, Bob.
Okay. We've been talking with the superintendent of the Ripon Area School District, Ron Rivard, and business manager, Jonah Adams.